So the Gemara on the Shaila of Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayom, Gemara says, Basa Deibai Hada Pashta, Ner Chanukah Odif Mishum Sumei Nisa. Sumei Nisa. And the Rambam learned from here, a halacha, that Ner Chanukah, one needs to be Meichik Susai, Belekech Shem and Veneir Sumadik. So Rambam says as follows, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviv Hi Admoid, and he's going on the Mitzvah of Ner. And the Mitzvah of Ner, of Neiris, is Chaviv Hi Moid, Admoid. A lot of raid in the Sfarim. Why is it so Chaviva? For Bnei Torah, the Chaviva says that through the Neiris comes the Koyach of the Fapel and Tumim Chadish Torah, as the Netziv writes in Parshat Tetzaveh. And a Pekudei, and the Tziv is Ma'arich on it, but there's a Tanai. In order to receive this Hashpa that's coming through the Menorah, that the Tziv is talking about in many places, you need to be Toirim, Tzadikim, and Oiske B'Sar Yasecha. Then you're Zaycha to that Hashpa of the Nesa, the Pach HaShemen, which is this Hashefa, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chavivus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that is this riboy of or which is gives us these hashpais. Tzarech Adam liyizor ba kedei loydia hanes olahoysev b'shevach hakel v'hoydoya al hanes mishasalano. The pierce of a nes is to be meidia the nes, and to add shevach to the Rebbein Shleilam on these nisim. That's why some learn that a chelik of the mitzvah is the haneir salalu. It's part of the mitzvah of hadlokas neiris is to speak out the hadloka, to be mfarsin the nes, sit around afterwards, the makar chayim, the chavis yor, makar chayim. There's also a piece from, I think, of Chayim Voloshina, on the inyan of the chavivis of sitting around by the neiris, just to be mizbainin in the nisim that took place. Afilu ein loy ma yoychal el men stoka shoyel oy moich ksusoy. V'lekech shemen neirois umadik. What's the neirois? Sounds like the neiris is the ner. Ner is the cup that holds the shemen. Right? The Gemara Shabbos says hanach ner shemen upsila. So you see, the ner is not the shemen, not the psil, it's the menorah. So it's Indian to have a menorah, to buy a menorah, to buy a menorah. So you should buy a candle holder. Neirois is mashma also. Yesh ladin on this dik, because it could be the next Rambam is soiser it, but there are those that medayik in neirois, that the din of meichik susai, or the din of taking from tztaka, min element at tztaka, to take from tztaka, is not just on the Iker mitzvah of one ner, but neirois. On the second night, you should receive from tzedakah for two. Third night, three, four, five. Enough to be mekayim to buy neirois. But the question is, where did the Rambam get this din from? Where did he see? Good, so in our Gemara we see psumei nisa. But where did he see so vite that you should take from tzedakah more than or by other mitzvahs? And meichik susai, sell the clothing on his back. So the Magen Mishnah brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Magen Mishnah says, "Amra Vuna Harogu Maner Chanukah Hevi Elei Barim Tamei Chum." Okay, and then he says, "Nira Shalomdu Mimashin Hisbayer Perek Zayin Hilchus Chametz Matza." He learned it from Perek Zayin Hilchus Chametz Matza. Shafila Oni Shebi Yisrael LeYivchais Mindal Koisis. The Mishnah, beginning of our Pesachim, even Oni Shebi Yisrael shouldn't be given less than the four kais, even if he's samech on the tamchoi, even if he gets from the soup kitchen. V'atam yishem sumei nisa. V'kol shekein v'ner chanukah. Kol shekein, surely ner chanukah. The odiv mikiddush hayayim. Why is it kol shekein? Lechem mishnah is ba'adid. What's the kol shekein? Should say, Hu adin. Just like v'dal kais, so too. By Ner Chanukah, Kol Shekein was the Kol Shekein. Psumenisa. So there happens to be, there is in the Gemara Megillah, Chav Zayin on Beis, the Gemara brings there Rav Huna. Rav Huna came in front of Rav without a Chagura, either belt or It's part of the smashman, the paiskim, hilchos tefila. The chagur wasn't just on a belt. It held there. They wore these gowns, so it was loose and looked shlumpy, so it held it. But it came in front of Rav without the chagura. And he told him that he sold it to buy Kiddush HaYayim. It says Vur over there that there's inyan to sell Yiksus for Kiddush HaYayim. And we know from our Gemara, Nerchanuk is Adif. So then it's Kol Shekein, if the Kol Shekein to sell it for Ksus, to sell Yiksus for Tzarech Nerchanuk. And the Gro and Tovrei Shayin Aleph is based, he brings a right from Gemara Pesachim and Shabbos, similar, that over there it's talking about Kvayt Shabbos and Kiddush HaYayim. Also he says Kol Shekein, but our Kabbalah Lech HaMishnah's Kash is, what's the Kol Shekein over here? So the Yehuda Yala is discussing one teretz. He's bothered with a question. He's bothered with another question over here. Why is not Chanukah before I mitzvah deraisa? Is not nitchis because you're not going to be doicha mitzvah deraisa because of suminisa? The question that even after the Yehuda Yala, still there's a din tader. What are we doing with the din tader? Tader is learned from a pasuk. Gemara Zvachim learns it from a pasuk. There's a din of tader v'sheine tader. What are we going to do with that? So if we take a look at the Sefer Emek Bracha, a Talmud from the Briskerov, Rabbi Aaron Chaim Turchin, in Hilchos Kiddush V'Avdalah, Oizvav. See, he brings down over here, he asks this question. He says, Be'emes, why takes psumei nisa adif? We have the mile of tadir, which is a din deraisa. It's learned from a pasuk in Zvachim, daf pei. So he gives two truths to him. He says, Venera, the hadim deraisa tadir koidim, el b'shein ach echad nitchem rechaveri. That din of tadir koidim is only if one's not getting pushed away from the other one. Rakhleinian say the hakdama. The whole din tadir is not a din in the chiyah, where one's being madcha the other one, that you're not giving him the other one at all. It's a din in kedima. In kedima. So over here, we were discussing a shaila of one getting pushed off from the other. You only have a choice of doing one. So tadir doesn't play a role. V'oid nira, a second teretz, that the filo im gam zelinin litchis is chaveri tadir kaidim. Even if we can say that no, tadir has the kayach to push off, filachi psumi nisa adif. Mishum de gam psumi nisa yeshle yisoid bidaraisa. What's your taina? That tadir is a din learned from a pasik? Psumi nisa also has a makara in the Torah. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, the minyan ha-mitzvahs, the mitzvah asei doiraisa lizgo chazde Hashem ulizbainim behem. There's a mitzvah asei doiraisa to remember the chesed of Hashem and to be mizbainim in them. Shenem v'zachartes kol derech ha-shalicha Hashem zera boim shana ba-midba. V'yachilches ha-man tzimlos ch'levolsa. V'im keim presumei nisa lizko l'farsim chazdei Hashem hebi b'chal mitzvah zu. He's the mechadish over here that the din of presumei nisa is also a din doiraisa and it's included in this mitzvah. That's what he wants to learn here. So it's a whole different feeling now when you light the menorah and you be mefarsing the neis, you be mekayim a mitzvah, mitzvahs asei doraisa. The Shvas Yaakov over here. And the Avnei Neza, the Shvus Yaakov is bothered with a question. We're saying that Ner Chanukah has Pesumei Nisa, Kiddush HaYayim not. Kiddush HaYayim also has Pesumei Nisa. Hare, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he rested on the seventh day, Ein Lecha Nes Gadol Mizeh, Shebarach Kol HaBriyos. He created such a beautiful world with so many different creations, people that could speak. That's a tremendous nes. So he goes there and he says, this dargis in the Nisim, he's Meirich, he speaks about Davni Nezer also over here. Take a look at Davni Nezer. It's important Davni Nezer. Davni Nezer is mashman. There are levels in Pesumei Nisim. There's Pesumei Nisim in the house. There's Pesumei Nisim to the outside. Lel Seda has a Pesumei Nisim, which is more than just Kiddush. The Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel, he says interesting teretz. He says that he says over here in Masechta Shabbos on the Gemara, he quotes the Shvas Yaakov. He says, "Loikashemidi." Why? What's a nes? What's a nes? Nes is that there's a teva, and then the teva was changed. But by Bria Seidon, there's no teva yet. Teva wasn't created yet. So therefore, to us, we believe, he speaks out very good, he says nice there, he says, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbarach, is Balei Chodes Kulam. He has the ability to do everything. He could do everything. So L'Shaykh in your Nes Klal, really, it's not Shaykh, what's a Nes by Hashem did a Nes? He could do whatever he wants. Even Teva is only because this is what Hashem wants. At the moment, he doesn't want this to be the Teva, so the Teva changed. So what does that mean? Except what? After he created the world, and for whatever reason, he was Koivea Minikativi, so therefore, Kamasha Kashbachu Kaviyocho, Mishana Teva Hu Nes. But the Bri itself, where there wasn't Teva yet, that's not begat the Nes. He says, why do we have to talk about Maisa Breishis? Why do we talk about Maisa Breishis? If it wasn't a Nes, so why are we making Shabbos? And all? So that's just like, because there are Pekorsim that are Koif and Chidush Olam. So we need to keep Shabbos to show that we believe in Chidush Olam, which is the Yisoyin of Shabbos, come before in many Svarim. Our Be'em is Ein Nes Klal. We're not keeping Shabbos because Bria Olam is a nes, just to strengthen our belief. Lafuke from the Apikorsim, we believe in Chiddush Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be integral part of everything that goes on in this world. V'zehu gam ken etam. It says Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzeichom Eretz Mitzrayim. We Asher Yitzeichom Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher Barasi Yitzo Olam. Way before that, it says no. The word is because we're trying to show the Hoya Ide Nisim, Achre Shikva Hoya Teva, it's a Chiddush. That's the test that the Yoni Shas gives over here. Then we saw the Gemara brings, on the second side, brings Amrav Hun, or I think maybe still in the first one. Amrav Huna haragel b'ner hevi lebanim tamid echamim. Someone who's ragel b'ner. What does it mean, ragel? He'll have banim tamid echamim. Hazor b'mzuzuz eich ladir na. Hazohir. B'tzitzis, right, so it switches the shaynis. Haragel, then it talks about hazohir. Zeich latalsna. Hazor b'kiddush yayim zeichel memalik gar b'yayin. He'll have barrels of wine. And then brings down a meiser. Rav Huna have a rogel that have cholav v'tani apischa. The Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ovin Nagra chaz that have rogel v'shagat tuv. Fine, okay. So the Rashi over there says, what does it mean? Barim tamid chamim. What's the midah k'neged midah? Because the pasuk says kiner mitzvah v'toyra ar aydei mitzvah the Shabbos v'chanaka ba'or the toyra. Rashi's clearly learning this Gemara going on. Ner Shabbos and Chanukah, as opposed to the Rosh and other Rishayim, the Rosh, the Rach, say Amrav Huna Rogav and Ner Chanukah Vilei Banim Tamid Chum. The Gra adds in the Rosh this Shabbos, when the Rach sounds like Ner Chanukah. So either it's going on Ner Chanukah specifically, or it's going also on the Shabbos and Chanukah. If you take a look at the Ravya, it's not just Ner Shabbos and Chanukah. It's talking about other Neris also. Someone who donates the light to the Beis Medrash. Quotes the famous Gemaras here about that. but the neder nearest to the base of Knesset, base Medrash, the Mavois, to a Bris Milah. So it's included, all different spans between the electricity is also included in this. The Masha says, what's the Lashon? Haragil, and over there it says Azoyer. It says, because the B'chol Han Chayish Muzah Alein B'yoysim, Ashenke B'ner De'ika Mitzvah B'isha Leika Omega B'ishra Karagil. Taino Margil's Ishta. He's Margil, he gets his wife into doing it. The Torah teaches Rogel to mean Zohir, also Zohir. He brings that as Behe Zohir. Now, the different Rishonim have different Biurim in this. One of the questions that I asked is Hare, you go out, you'll see, everyone lights Neiris. Everyone lights Neiris. So for sure, if we learn Harogo B'ner means Ner Chanukah, it's very traditional. Everyone's lighting Neiris, Chanukah. And if it means Neiris Shabbos, we also, we're Zohar to light Neiris Shabbos. So where Chazal say, Harogo is Zeichet the Banim Tamid Chavim. So why are we not all having Banim Tamid Chavim? So there's a contrast that was printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner. Later on, it's been reprinted, I've seen in other places, a contrast of Seyed Alok is Neiris to Rabbeinu Yitzchak Sagino. He was the son of the Ravid. Yitzchak Sagino. And over there, he asked this question. He asked, why is it that we don't see people being Zeicha, everyone should be Zeicha in this Haftacha. It's interesting. We're talking about a Rishon. Rishon says, he says, Ein l'tmai mizeh. She'em esu. Oh, I'm sorry, before that, he says, V'hare kuli alma malikin neres Chanukah. Ve'en kulam v'loi rubam. Zeichin lebanim zecharim v'sheyu tamid echamim. So what's going on? It says, Ein l'tmai mizeh. She'em esu chachamim heim emes v'divreim emes. O kufi ma she'kol o'ilam malikin neres Chanukah. Sheruba deruba yaitzin dechavasim. Yet, most, and even more than most people, light the neiris and the yaitzin dechiv. Ava mi'uta de mi'uta, zihirin lahalde kifiko prote amitzis vadikdukim. But only a small amount are careful to fulfill it with all the protim and the dikdukim. Sha'azoye bad lakasan, b'chol protel vadikdukeha. He's the one who will be yikne v'yasig b'koyach ha-mitzvah v'sugulasa banim zecharim tamid cham. So it's not enough just to go out there and light the neiris and be yoitz in the mitzvah. There's something more than that. And if you take a look over here, he goes on that there's 10 tenoyim in being mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris. And what's interesting is we started off with a deek in the Rambam. The Rambam says, ha-neirois, zinyan buying a menaira. Get money from stock to buy the nair. Don't just put it in a potato pail or one of these sticky things. I don't see it here, but some other dearies you'll see it. But buy a menorah. So he says that there's 10. He says tonight Aleph is a kli roy l'ner Chanukah. What kli is roy for ner Chanukah? That's the first tonight. What kli is roy for Chanukah? And he says da. Ki tezvav kelim ru'uyim l'ner Chanukah. There's a list of 15 neiros. V'chol ha'koydim koydim em meshuvach. Mishum zeh kelivan vehu. The higher it is in the list, is more mehuda. So there's a hider in the menorah itself. What the menorah is made out of. And you mean mekayim zeh kelim avehu. Perhaps others learn that it's more doima to the menorah in the mikdash, the prima godim sounds like. What is it? He starts off with kli zahav, a golden menorah, which that we don't find. It's difficult to have one. The second one is kli kesef, silver. Third one is a kli matches bezahav, mimina nechayshis, some kind of matches, a metal that has a gold look to it. The fourth one is a clean achoshes, a copper one, which has a reddish look to it. The fifth one is a klimatris, which is cold copper. It goes on, bedil, eferes, lead, avonim. The ninth one is a chuchas, right? A lot of people, they start buying glass menorahs. It looks much nicer. Could be it looks much nicer. But in Zeket Ivan Vehu, Chazal is telling us that it's the ninth on the list. And then you have klicheres, and then you have the peels of different types of fruits. So there's a tanai in the one tanai is in the kli. The second tanai is that there's a shear to the opening of the kli, chalala kli. There's a minimum shear. He says ve'en lo shear lamala, but there's a minimum shear. Also interesting. B'tzarch shel yivchais me etzba al etzba. Berum etzba begoidel. The kli itself, the opening of the kli should be a finger by a finger with the height of a finger. That's the shear that will hold enough shemen zayis to burn the right amount. So it should be big enough to hold the right amount of oil. The third tanai, be'ez the shemen roi lahadlik. He says, even though Chazal tell us, kol ha-shemonim ha-psilois k'sheim l'ner Chanukah, all oils and wicks are kosher for Ner Chanukah. Im kozeh rotzui lachzach Hashem zayzach. Shebeshem zayz nasa nes. It's also yoysezach. It's much more clearer, nicer, burns nicer. So it's meshuvich. There's a shevach in that. The fourth tanai, shir Hashemin. How much oil? Don't put in less than the right amount. Goes on with different measurements of how much oil to put in. Could be the Zinyan, like in the Mikdash, they put in a chatzi lug. So maybe that also. How much oil? The fifth tanai is Be'ezi Psila. Again, even though Chazal say all Psila is a roi fadlok is ner Chanukah, but roi lachsa achar tsemegefen. Katin. She yeh nisrak by masrak. It should be combed out with a comb. Thin. It's woven. It's nice. It burns nice. That's the fifth. The sixth is sheer kamas apsila. How big the psila is. How big the sheer of the psila should be. The seventh one is Be'ezemokim roi lanicha. Where to put it? The tefach hasamach lepesach, mismol anichnas, dinim like that. The eighth tanai is shokamatia gvoy makaka, above 3, less than 10. The ninth tanai is me'ezemokim aneris yaschal adlik. Figure out before Chanukah which candle do I start lighting with? Tachlaschal adlik maneris samach lepesach, or if different minhagim, if you're lying by the window, which side you start from? Is there a problem to light out of order? I'll light the first one, then light the third one, then go back to the second one. So there's a mashmais and a bir halacha. I think at the end of Rishayin Gimel that there is inyan to light it in order, not to jump around. Then the tenth tanai is the first one was where to put it in the menorah. The second now is which seder and the brachas and all that. Then when someone is mekayim with all these hidurim, so then he's mevtichas that the one zeicha to the banim tamid chachamim and. Goes on, I'll be derech Kabbalah with, he was a Mekubal, the Rebbe was a Mekubal, it seems like he was also a Mekubal, with the Chochma of the Neiris and all that. Akobarim, so therefore, we should be Zaycha to Mekayim the Mitzvah, with all its Proteha and Diktukeha, and Zaycha to all the Segulas and Ashbayas that come from the Menorah.